This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend, New Orleans City Council member, J.P. Morrell. How you doing, J.P.?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm all right. Take me back, if you will, please, the charity hospital after Katrina. I know you were in the legislature, maybe after, I don't know, not then. I guess you were probably a little bitty baby boy during Katrina. But tell me what happened with charity hospital, and what did FEMA do, and how did they decide that they were not going to open it? Because that brings us up to the current story of Charity Hospital, but I was just trying to get a refresher on it.
Well, essentially, after Charity Hospital was devastated after Katrina, the state was given the opportunity, that's before I joined the legislature, and I wasn't a baby, Tommy, I was a public defender, but okay. The state was given the opportunity.
I don't know how old you are. I never asked. I don't know.
I'm 47.
Okay.
The state was given the opportunity to build UMC rather than rebuild Charity because the cost of rebuilding Charity, and that was under Blanco, they deemed the cost as cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. So rather than rehabilitate Charity, they built the new UMC, which anchored the federal government building the new VA next to the new UMC.
Right. So now Tulane wants to renovate Charity Hospital, and they want the city to kick in $20 million. Is that what's going on? Or the city agreed to take me through?
It's a lot more complicated than that. So essentially, LSU picked a developer years ago to redevelop Charity as a mixed-use building, which would have low-income housing as well as office space and a medical research. Mm-hmm. That developer went bust. Mm-hmm. Tulane, which was the largest tenant, stepped in to lead the development because they want to anchor a larger footprint of a bioinnovation district, and essentially what the city council committed in exchange for settling Tulane's portion of the Wisner lawsuit was to commit $20 million in capital outlay dollars towards the redevelopment of Charity, which in every version of redeveloping Charity, there was always going to be a city and state contribution because the overall cost of redeveloping Charity, Tommy, is close to $1 billion.
Right.
So $20 million in capital investment for infrastructure to bring Charity back into commerce in the scheme of things, as it's going to be almost probably close to $1 billion redevelopment, not a lot of money. It is similar to the city's commitment when we did, the city council's commitment when we did the settlement with the school board regarding their outstanding lawsuits, where we committed to continue to pay money to like stuff like Thrive Kids. That was in the city's best interest anyway.
So
the more important thing and what the mayor's veto yesterday represented is, as you know, the mayor has consistently been on the side of the greedy heirs, mm-hmm. and against the city actually getting full control of the property. And her veto last week was an effort by the mayor to punish Tulane for settling with the city council and the city.
Where is the $650 million going to come from, or $630 million? I don't know if you're taking $20 million out of that. Pretty soon we'll be talking about dollars, you know, real tough money. But where does that $650 million come from, and where does that whole project stand now, JP?
Well, it's going to be a combination. That's a Tulane question, not a JP question. But
got
that
you.
Is going to be a combination of federal state tax credit, Tulane putting up hundreds of millions of dollars of its own to anchor the project. And just remember, that $20 million commitment that the city has made in this settlement does not come into play unless the development actually happens. So it's a pledge towards the redevelopment of Charity Hospital, but it's a capital investment, not cash.
And that was the question I had, is what did she really veto? Because this is still a long way from happening, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, the only logical reason, I say logical, stretching the term logical, is that the mayor has consistently been against the city council getting full control of Wisner, full control of those tens of acres at Port Fouchon, that $10 million a year revenue stream. The mayor has sided with the heirs consistently, and the heirs, as we won, as you may or may not know, we actually won.
Sure.
Two massive rulings in that case, which nullified the mayor's previous agreement, settling with Tulane, settling with LSU, that strengthens our positions on appeal, and the mayor's doing everything possible, working with those greedy out-of-state heirs to try and undermine the settlement, because she would rather those greedy out-of-state heirs and the mayor retain control of their money in slush funds rather than that money join the general fund and be part of the money we use to pay for services.
Well, I don't think you have to sugarcoat it. You can just tell us how you feel, JP. When it comes,
it's been a long lawsuit.
I know. When it comes to the $20 million that the city, you said, kicked in for charity, or was gonna, that she vetoed in exchange for Tulane giving up their portion of the trust, the city was going to kick in $20 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyway, so I guess here's the question. Did the city really give up anything? Or if they did give up something that they weren't going to give up, what did they get in exchange for it from Tulane if they won the court case anyway? You with me?
Well, the issue is that, as I said, we won the two primary cases. We are in the midst of moving forward with some clawback provisions, and the case is on appeal. It is very common in litigation that as you are moving forward from initial judgment to appeals, to try and settle with parties to strengthen an appeal. So this is pretty common to try and get people to get on your side of the V, so to speak, in a lawsuit, so that as you're going through appeal, having those people on it is helpful. Additionally, the assumption that the heirs are going to file for a suspensive appeal, which will keep the previous kind of mayor signed deal in place while the appeal is pending, obtaining the LSU and Tulane portion, along with the portion the city council represents, which is the city, would actually give us a majority state control of the trust while we're going through the appeal process. So there are some significant strategic advantages to doing this, which is why we're doing it. It was led by Councilmember Joe Geruso, who has been a lawyer longer than I have. Mm-hmm. And it just does not make sense why the mayor would do this, which is why, Tommy, as you can expect, there were seven council members, all seven, were co-authors on this amendment to do this set-aside capital commitment for the settlement, the veto override is absolutely assured tomorrow.
Well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you how I feel. She had a head like a rock. That's why she's doing it, because she's just hard-headed. Let me take a break. We come back, and we'll talk about Mardi Gras. Story is in the NOLA.com today. And the Saints, JP, I don't know if you know this or not, are dropping a new helmet at 10 o'clock. Did you know this?
I'm sorry, my hair's been on fire for like 3 years.
No, I understand.
So I did not notice that.
Well, no, they are. They're gonna drop a new helmet. So let me know when we come back. You can give it some thought during the commercial break what you would like the helmet to look like. Okay, I would say a picture of JP Morrell on the side of it, but we'll see. 8:52 traffic now. WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to JP Morrell. JP, forget the Saints helmets, because I answered the question. You should put a picture of the mayor on there, because with a head that hard, you know, it could be ultimate protection. Let's talk about Mardi Gras, because what always screams to me about this is that everybody wants to put on a Mardi Gras parade, but it takes money to do that. It is not the greatest free show on earth for the people that are putting on the parade or that have the crew. Tell me what's going on with parade permits, ocean, et cetera.
Well, essentially, we already know from when Nix died that there was going to have to be a process in which we allow new parades to come online. What the ocean kind of fiasco illustrated is that we have parades potentially that are becoming financially insolvent. So, one, we have to create a process through which is fair, transparent, and easy to follow as to what the waiting list is to get a parade route, and also to kick the tires to make sure that new crews that come into existence, they have the financial wherewithal to do it. So we're working on restructuring the waiting list. We're not changing people on it. We're just going to put some criteria there to make sure that the people that are trying to start new crews, one, they're not zombie versions of existing crews, and two, that they have the financial wherewithal to actually do a parade. The city covers sanitation. The taxpayers cover police. But it's your job to pay for all of the everything else, and to have the show.
And to have the components that you need to get the permit and maintain the permit. My feeling as a lifelong New Orleanian, a tad older than 47, is that there was a rapid expansion of parades, and that maybe not enough money behind the expansion, and now there's going to be a natural contraction of the market, so maybe less will be more. Thoughts on that?
Well, I think that obviously, as you saw, we didn't rush to replace Nix, and it's not something where we desperately need to have more parades, but there will come a point that if there are crews that are ready and willing to go, and we continue to have a contraction of different existing crews, it's something we have to consider. But one thing we learned after Nix went away was that the waiting list is really it's not done in a really logistical, transparent, and objective way. There are people who are on that list, but that list is so old, Tommy, some of the groups may not exist anymore, and we have to kind of deal with all of that at once.
Not to mention funding. Thank you, JP. Appreciate your time, as always. We'll take a break, talk to Rosalind Cook, a political science professor at Tulane, about the mayor's race, then we'll talk about picking up garbage in the quarters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.